reason that you're locked in a cycle of defensive failure is that secretly, you don't want to do it. You just think you should want to do it. Basically, you value it for the wrong reasons. Now, there are two ways that you can value things. On the one hand, you can value them for what we refer to as intrinsic reasons, reasons that come from inside of you, interest, curiosity, or you've drawn a straight, bright line from the thing you want to do up to your long-term hopes and dreams. But you can also value things for reasons that are outside of you, extrinsic reasons like all the cool people do it, or my mom would be proud, or boy, would I like to be admired. Now, let's just say for a second, for the sake of an example, that you have said, I really got to stick to a budget. And you know, the thing I do the most that's costing me the most money is I buy my lunch every single day at work. So you decide, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm taking my lunch. So one day, you're halfway through your commute, and you realize that your lunch is sitting on the kitchen counter right next to your cell phone. Now that is a hard day. You got nothing to eat and no Candy Crush. What are you gonna do? So you're talking to your coworker, you're like, I'm having a hard day. And she says, don't even worry about it. We're gonna take it as a sign from the universe. We're gonna go out and have a real lunch. It's gonna be awesome. So you have two options. You can go with your friend and have a real lunch, spend $25 on a sandwich, or you can go to the vending machine and get a crappy $2 power bar. What are you going to do? Well, it depends on why you're trying to stick to a budget. If you're trying to stick to a budget because you just got engaged and you're trying to buy a house and you have these dreams of your children sitting next to a crackling fire on Christmas Eve, then you will go to the vending machine. But if you're trying to save money because wealthy people are admired, and yeah, it would be cool to be admired. That's not enough. It's not enough to counterbalance the urge, the desire in the moment to go to a restaurant with your friend. And this works for anything that you're struggling with. If the work you want to do is hard, there will be urges in the moment to quit. And it is intrinsic interest that keeps you focused on the steps you need to take and not those urges of the moment to go with your friend to the restaurant. So if this sounds like you, if this sounds like something you might be struggling with, you have to build out the intrinsic interest. You have to find a way to be interested or curious about what it is you want to do. You have to read the blogs, you have to look at the magazines. And if you cannot, if there is nothing of interest to you, for example, about taxes, then you must draw the bright line between the thing you want to do and your long-term hopes and dreams. And when the moment comes that you want to give up, you have to take that piece of paper out of your pocket and read it to yourself so that you ground back into your intrinsic interest. And that, my friends, is how you would break out of the third cycle of defensive failure.